radio program especially made for you. Zone 72, a radio program for youth and by youth, giving you a platform to talk about access of youth-friendly services, sex education, building the emotional, physical, and intellectual health of youth, and advocating for government policies to strengthen youth capacities. Tune in every Saturday at 4 p.m. to be part of the Zone 72 Youth Radio Program, only on iRadio, your eye on Safran. Welcome to Zone 72, a radio program for youth and by youth, featuring stories that talk about access of youth-friendly services, sex education, building the emotional, physical and intellectual health of youth, and advocating for government policies to strengthen youth capacities. Only on iRadio, your eye on South Sudan.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to yet another episode of Zone 72 Youth Program. And my name is Winnie Eric, your host for the program. Zone 72 Youth Program focuses on the rights and choices for all adolescents and youth, and the program as well emphasizes on the three-pillar global strategy for adolescents and youth, putting young people at the center of sustainable developments. This program is brought to you in collaboration with the Canadian Association of Midwives, UNFPA, Shabab Le Shabab, and Sanama. Zone 72 airs every Saturday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. on iRadio, your eye on South Sudan. In today's edition of the program, we shall focus on young people and drug addiction, whereby we will get to know the reasons as to why young people involve themselves into using drugs like alcohol, tobacco, opium, marungi, and many others. We will also get to learn the negative effects of drugs and its addiction in young people's health. Later on the show, we shall be hearing from experts with knowledge about young people and drug addiction. But before we proceed with our discussions, let's have a brief background on young people and drug addiction. In accordance to the Addiction Centers, some studies of the human brain have attempted to pinpoint the changes that occur during adolescence. Health researchers have found that dramatic spurts of both physical and intellectual growth happen during the teenage years. As the brain changes, some brain functions form at different rates. The pleasure centers of a teenager's brain develop faster than the parts of the brain responsible for decision-making and risk analysis. It's no secret that teenagers can be risk-takers who don't always recognize the consequences of their actions, and drug and alcohol experimentation is often highest during these critical formative years. Teens are more likely to perceive social benefits of drug use, such as being accepted among peers or feeling more social than they are, to evaluate the negative effects. The teenage years are vital to healthy cognitive function as an adult, so it is important to maintain a strict level of healthy behavior during these years. Drug abuse by young people can impact the brain's ability to function in the short term, as well as prevent proper growth and development for later in life. As a result, the World Health Organization created the World No Tobacco Day to be commemorated on the 31st of May every year. This yearly celebration is to inform the public on the dangers of using tobacco and the business practices of tobacco companies, and what people around the world can do to claim their right to health and healthy living and to protect future generations. So now, why the teenage brain is susceptible to drug addiction and how can it be overcome? For a better discussion on today's topic, I am now joined by Junior Daudio, a theater practitioner and youth activist working for Impact Axon's organization, and Nelly, the founder of Metal Addicts, and also a finance and admin at I Am Peace. You are most welcome to Zone 72 Youth Program on iRadio.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. To start with straight away, can one of you explain what young people is? Because maybe I don't know.
Well, it's a pleasure being hosted here at iRadio. To begin with, when we say young people, we are talking about people within the age bracket, and it differs from country to country. For example, in South Sudan, we have our own definition of a youth or a young person, and it is not yet clear, and I won't mention that. But for the case of the rest, young people are believed to be people between the age of 15 to 24. That is what the UN says. But when we say teens, we are talking about people of 10 years plus some number of years on top. It can be 11, 12, 13, up to around 17 there before you qualify to be the age of youth. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Junior. So coming to you, Nelly, what is drug and what are the examples of drugs?
Thank you very much. Once again, I'm Nelly. Drug is any substance, anything that when one takes in changes you both mentally and makes your behavior change physically. Physically, I mean people can see that you are not normal. You are under the influence of something. All right. So all those things are called drugs. And talking about drugs, you know, drugs are categorized in many ways. And people normally take drugs because of certain reasons that they know. You know, there are stimulative drugs. So those ones makes you active. For instance, you want to do something and you want something that will accelerate you to make you do it. You see that? Because you feel like you don't have the guts to do it when you're not high on something.
Okay, may I know those examples?
That, I can give one example like the cocaine. So, there are depressive ones. Also, when we talk about the depressant, we talk about things like alcohol. Well, normally, when someone is high, like you have troubles, you feel like you've lost somebody, for instance, and things are not moving on well, or you are broke and you've not paid your rent and all that, and so people take alcohol that let me drink and I forget about these troubles.
Basically to deal with the stress.
Whatever stress you have. Mm-hmm. So people normally take the depressant, like the alcohol, to deal with that. And
okay.
There are some that are called the painkiller.
All right. Well, Junior, do you have like more examples of drugs that you know young people commonly take?
Well, for my case, to begin with, like my colleague Neil has just mentioned, the stimulant, which is common. I will mention one thing that is common to the young people, which is the cannabis. The cannabis is a common kind, and this is where the group of marijuana falls in. Anything that is chewed, cannabis can come in different forms. The hashish, marijuana, name them. And so you've seen a couple of times young people chewing some leaves that looks like they're just normal leaves, but they're not leaves in the form. They are drugs. So that is one group that will mention. The other one is the inhalants, the ones that you take in, you snip like glue. For example, you've seen children in the street snipping glue. So those are examples of inhalants, the one that you take in form of gas. You take it and then it stimulates your body functioning, and then you begin to be under influence of it. The other group of drugs that I also mentioned is the opiates, like you mentioned before, the painkillers. I will also mention the dissociatives. These are ones like the cocaine group or the carotina. Ketamine. This is a group that you take to. It makes you think you are something else than what you are. And there are very many types of drugs. If we go to mentioning the types of drugs that are available, but it depends with the user. Depends with the user what goes with you.
Let me come in there. Mm-hmm. I think my sister is very much interested at the drugs that currently is mostly used here. This the opium, this alcohol, and then marungi. The glue.
The selicion.
Yeah, the selicion. They call it the selicion. Okay. Commonly called selicion.
Mm.
Yeah, like those are the most common. Right, the most common ones because they're everywhere and they're very, very affordable.
All right, thank you. And what could be drug addiction? What does it mean?
Okay, simply let me just. I don't know the dictionary definition of drug addiction. I'm giving you the what I know, what I understand by it. Drug addiction is when you insist on using a certain substance despite of its negative effect on you, despite of its consequences negatively on you, but you still insist on using it. That is what is called addiction.
Okay.
It's simply for anyone to understand this.
Yes, Junior.
Yeah, it is. What he's saying is actually the definition of drug addiction. But we're just saying you exclusively depend, you know. You cannot do without that particular drug. Then we say you're addicted to that drug. And so it becomes drug addict.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So why is it that the teenage brain is susceptible or subject to drug addiction? Junior?
Well, I will begin with the mental perspective of a young person. Looking at a young person, you know, before you reach the age of reasoning or age of where we say you are an adult at 18, you most of the time you operate under the survival brain or the survival mode, and that is a brain you're born with. It's the one that works. For example, children when they feel like something is pressing them, they cry. It means they're working under the survival mode. So it is the same thing with young people. Young people are very weak in terms of deciding. And they don't make their own decisions. So when drugs come in now, it makes them more vulnerable. They are not able now to reason, or they are not able to do comparison or reasoning around issues that come to the issue of taking drugs. What happened after taking it? What will happen to me? Not like an adult who say, let me take two bottles, then I go home and relax. A child would want to take more because he or she doesn't understand what is the outcome. So we say young people are so much susceptible to drugs because there are very many reasons I'll mention. One close reason is the media. We have seen they watch, young people like to imitate what they see. So when you see adverts that are shown the way you see Guinness shown on sports screens, that it is very thick, it gives the young person the appetite to let me try it. This is good, let me try it. So this is more about the media, this is more about the environment that you're growing in. If you grow in a neighborhood where you know people take a lot of drugs or alcohol, you'll be forced to one day test it and see, this is how it is done. Let me have a test. So these are some of the things I mentioned, and my colleague will mention the rest.
Yeah, actually, you know, when you say susceptible, you know, people, we are dealing with the listeners here and the young people. So they might not understand what these people are saying. So it's just like saying it's likely, or why is the young brain liable to getting addicted to drugs? You know, when you were introducing about addiction, you actually answered it all. An adolescent is still developing. The brain is developing.
Yeah.
So they still do not have that instinct of an adult that says, no, this is bad.
Mm-hmm.
All right? They want to try. They always want to get in it and know whether it's good or bad. They have that. They still don't have, the brain is not developed a lot. So what you said about media is very right. And then they see people, like, for instance, let me take it a little bit to Uganda. You know, when this Bobby Wine, when he was still in the music industry. So if these young guys would be like, I want to be like Bobby Wine, I want to be ghetto, I want to be this. So they see the artist at smoking weed. I'm not saying all the artists, for instance. There are people who take weed, drinks, to be like their label. They're recognized by that. And then those who they inspire want to be like them, because this child's brain have not yet developed, cannot filter the good and the bad. He just sees what it is and jumps into it just like that. And that's why the young brain or the adolescents can easily get into that, because they get more excited with what they see, because they cannot filter which one is right or wrong. Yes, that's it.
Okay. Just to wrap it up, there are very many, for the sake of young people who are listening, and this is also an educational session where they need to get information and get to know. There are reasons as to why young people are involved. One common reason is for pleasure. Some of the young people who test these things, they just do it without knowing what is the outcome. They just want to feel the pleasure that comes with it. Mm-hmm. The other reason I will mention is it's a natural rebellion. You know, if you want to start your own behavior, then you need to take something that gives you the energy or the courage to face. You want to start your bad character, then you say, like I remember people saying, I am going to drink for you this. It means I'm going to get courage. When I drink, I will not care what I will do. So young people sometimes they take drugs as a way of rebelling from home. Mm. They want to avoid people. They want to avoid families. They also do it for curiosity. They just want to test it. They want to see what is this all about. How do I behave when I'm drunk? How do I react? How will people look at me? So once they test it on day one, even others will tell, no, don't do this. Others will say, come on, give it a sip, try it on. And this is the issue of peer pressure. Mm-hmm. When you see 3 or 4 children doing this and your boy comes in, he would want to behave like the son of so-and-so. The rest are doing it. Why not me? So it's a lot of interconnected reasons as to why they are so vulnerable to this.
Okay. Yeah. Well, now, why is use of drugs common among young people, especially here in South Sudan? Chenya, you can start.
Yes. What I'll mention is, one is most of the drugs in South Sudan are of a low cost. So this is one thing that makes them get access to these drugs. The other thing that I've mentioned is that the laws are not too strict on drug usage in the country, in the sense that there are some drugs that are banned, and I've seen this in some countries where it is banned to use certain drugs by law. So you don't need to, like I've seen in Kenya, there is something called smoking zone. It is only designed for smokers. So when you are around town, if you don't find any smoking zone, you don't smoke. Because if you smoke anywhere out of the designated place, then you will be caught by law. So this is to say the environment does not prevent young people from smoking. They can smoke anywhere, they can drink anywhere, and nobody brings them to book. Hmm. When we say it is illegal to get drunk as a young person below this age, then if you are caught drunk, then the laws will deal with you. So the law is not hard on them. The other thing I'll mention is the parents. The parents are not doing enough to make sure children are prevented from touching these things. I know some of our families, most of the families that children are vulnerable to drugs or alcohol are mostly single-headed families. I'm not saying a father, either one parent is not there to make sure they play the parental role of both of them saying, why are you doing this? Why are you involved in this? And this is common in South Sudan. Children come home, they start their behavior at a very funny way. You start coming home at 4 and nobody will ask you. The next day you come at 5, nobody will ask. Tomorrow you come at 6, nobody asks. Tomorrow you come at night. And then it goes on. Tomorrow you carry a small knife. Tomorrow you carry a panga. And you develop up to a gunpoint. And nobody is monitoring the actions that you do. So.
Yes, Nelly, do you have something you need to add?
Thank you very much, my brother. You've actually almost spoken all. Let me start from the family side of it. You see, not actually from the family, like from the law, like you have said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, any child at any age, anyone who can walk, mm-hmm. who knows how to go out and come back to the house, can be sent to go and buy a cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
And the shopkeeper will not say, no, you're young to buy this thing.
Perfect.
Anybody can just go buy a cigar and bring. Mm-hmm. Anyone can go, as long as you have money, can go to the mama that sells Siko, and that person will be given a carousel of Siko you take. Who sent you will not be asked. And WC will be given whatever you want to buy, you go. You go to the bars cannot be like, you are below 18, we are not selling you this. No, anybody who has money, even if you're a baby, I think you can talk, they'll just serve you. Because that's what you want. And that is why the consumption of these drugs here is very, very high. Secondly, like you spoke about smoking zone, Here you can do anything at any time, anywhere. 31st last month, as the Metal Addicts and Farm for Change, World Health Organization, we tried to do something about the smoking since actually the first time we're doing it here, and it will be a topic for another day, because we wanted really to say that this habit of anybody enters anywhere and smokes, giving people to smoke passively, we really wanted to see if we can reduce it. So it all goes to the parents at first. Mm-hmm. Before even the government acts, it goes back to the parents. You are a parent, you are grown up, you are old, you can smoke, you can drink, yes, but ensure that you don't make your child to be handling this. First of all, a father will be like, "Roa wala lana sijarade." So you giving a child to go to the kitchen to go and light this cigar.
For you?
Yeah, for you. By the time the cigarette reached you, that this boy have taken like
three, four puffs.
So this kid learns like that. And then the other major thing here is that it's a peer group. You know, so that's what, let's talk about Juba. Every area has its own group. So for you to fit into that group, you should be able to consume whatever the rule of that group says. We call them here, and sometimes you can call them niggers or something. You've seen people naming their areas with every whatever kind of names. So today we are going out, they contribute money, they buy their drinks. Whether a child has been humble at home or not, when he reaches out there, he wants to be like the rest of the people. So that such kind of things also forces these children to drink. And like he says about going out and all this thing, I'm just repeating the same thing. You see, our children here says, "Haja anabitala." This, and everybody says, "Anabitala." Anabitala is the word. What? So, anabitala.
Where are you going?
No question. They don't say like this. You just say, "Anabitala." And then you go and visit a friend. A friend, if you went, "Oh, Tala." That's the only thing they say. So, you don't even know where your child has gone. You don't know the time this child is coming back. If the kid has not come back, you don't know who to contact. Because you haven't even asked where the child is going to. So this kid goes out there and does whatever he wants to do, comes back here, you think this child is okay, he started learning something. By the time the child is addicted, you cannot advise anymore, because you will advise don't drink, but there the feeling keeps coming in, will be like, "I can't do without this." We'll still go back and do the same thing. So I think in the interest of time,
what is left in what is mentioned is the issue. I have seen this culture in South Sudan, and this culture is exposing our children to drugs and alcohol so much. The issue of children headed events, how can young children carry out an event in the community?
Minors,
somebody below 18 years, like 200 of them, they collect money, then they say, "We are renting this hotel." Then they go make the something that is even, it's shocking. It's shocking. Because even in some events or some countries, going to a nightclub, you need to give your ID at the gate for you to be known that you're 18 years and above. Because you know, once you're given the ID, then the government knows you're somebody who understands the law. Now, how do you have events that are done by children? And even our law implementing or the law enforcing agencies, they see this event and they are not closed. The children gather, they rent rickshaw, they get cars, and then they go carry out the event, whatever they want. And nobody prevents them. The other thing is, we as parents, the issue, there is no parent that is leading houses with examples. Because if I'm reckless, okay, then there's no way my son will not copy what I'm doing. And the issue of the African saying that says, "Spare the rod, spoil the child," is no longer there. If you get somebody's child smoking on the road and cane the child and say, "This is not good," that child will go and inform the parent, and you will have a serious dispute with the parent. They will tell you, "Why did you cane my son?" And you will end up saying, "I'm sorry for this. I thought I was trying to discipline the child so that he becomes someone in the future."
Sure.
Yeah.
Wow, those are interesting reasons. And now, what are the dangers of using drugs by these young people? You gave a lot of reasons as to why these kids are involved in taking drugs. Now, what could be the dangers for their health?
Everything comes with advantages and disadvantages. But I will mention that when you use drugs, there is no advantage in it. One thing that I've mentioned is what we are talking about, the drug dependency. or the drug addiction is one thing that comes with it, with the issue of using drugs. One biggest consequence, you begin to rely on drugs for your life, for your survival. And when you rely on it, it will take resources from you. And when it takes resources and you're a young person, you're not working, you will be forced to look for ways of getting money. And you can end up stealing. That's why, it advances from one state to the other. So the drug dependence is one thing that I'll mention. I will mention from my point of the work that I've been doing with young people, the issue of mental health. It affects your mental stability as a young person. The mental health disorders come with the issue of drugs. So you find whatever thing you do will affect your brain at the end of the day. And you will end up using the survival brain than the thinking brain. And the survival brain or survival mode is what puts you to do anything that just makes you survive, but without reasoning, why am I doing this? Yeah, that is what I mentioned.
Okay. Nelly?
Yeah, there are a lot of disadvantages. Actually, like my brother already said, there's no advantage of using drugs. One disadvantage of using drugs is that once these children, it has happened many times, once you're on drugs, you don't think straight, and these kids go into sex most times, intercourse, and you don't think of your health. You don't know whether you have a condom around or not. You don't know whether this partner you've tested with this partner or not. You just go like that because you were not thinking straight. And, I'm a former gangster. We have had a lot of situations where a girl will be slept with many people. Like one girl from another team, when this other person from this team gets a girl from the other team, you say, we want to torture those people. Okay? We want to send them something. So, like, 5, 10 or 15 people will line up to sleep with this one girl. Claiming...
There's a new name for it now, according to the information we got. It's called now, they call it FATA. It's a name saying FATA is somebody who, it's lady for everyone.
So...
Okay.
Yeah, you're right. So these people do that, and they do what they call the Dorusaf. You do the Dorusaf stuff. Like, this one will come and sleep with this one will come and sleep with this. And, when you're in the right senses, you cannot do that. Unless you intoxicate, unless you're high on something. So let's say that lady is HIV positive, for instance. Yeah. All these people who line up, they have a very high
chances
of contacting this sickness. When you're high on drugs, or let me say, when you're addicted already to alcohol or to anything that you take, there are no chances of you getting employed. You cannot change your life because no one will recommend you. Once you're addicted, it shows even physically in your body. Like someone who's addicted to something, it shows physically. So no one can have a good recommendation of you. And many people have lost their jobs because of such addictions, because you cannot perform. You cannot work in an environment where that thing is not there. And when you're on drugs, you are not normal. You cannot be on drugs at the same time do normal thing.
Your social, we call it the social forum, your interaction becomes very low because you are limited to things that you do.
Yeah, sure. So there are a lot, like, just for the interest of time, but there are a lot of disadvantages of using drugs.
I want to mention this point because it's for the young listeners, the young people listening to this.
Sure.
The issue of you will have a poor performance in schools. I've seen situation where somebody who was so good did, maybe in first time you did well, and when you go for holidays, I remember when I was teaching in Bakita Secondary School in Eastern Equatoria, one guy was involved in drugs, so when he came the second time, it was very bad for him. He began to use drugs, and just because he came to Juba for holidays, he was introduced to bangi, and he smoked it. When he went back, the performance drastically reduced. He could not perform to the way you expected. Even when you tell him to write a normal composition, it was very hard for him to put the things together. The other thing I'll mention is the poor judgment. When you don't, it impair your reasoning. You don't know what is good, what is bad. Once you are under influence, the way he said, once you're intoxicated, you can do anything. And later when you get back to your reasoning brain, you begin to say, I was sorry, I was drunk, I was this. We have seen the rise in the number of rape cases. And this is because sometimes somebody will say, I was intoxicated, I was drunk. But if it was in a normal circumstance, you cannot do that. So when young people use drugs, there's a lot of disadvantages. The other thing that it does is it blocks the future. You cannot begin to visualize yourself. You cannot see the vision. You cannot say, I want to be somebody like this. All you will do is to drop out. When you drop out, you begin to involve in crimes. When you involve in crimes, then issues to do with, behavior change come in. You will begin to deviate from your normal person to something else. You can begin stealing. You can be involved in drugs. You can now, until you end up going to prison. I remember 2 weeks ago when I visited the juvenile prison for young people. There are very many of them. Mm. And it is so pathetic to see a young person at the age of 16, 17 playing mungla just because he's locked up for 5 years. The person sit there and only plays mungla from morning to evening. There's nothing you can do. And if you were in your right mind, there's nothing that would have taken you. You would have used that time to study.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now as experts, how can use of drugs be overcome among young people in the country?
Nelly, this one is, we are going to give our opinion, but whoever that will take it to reality becomes another thing.
You know, this question you've asked, personally, I think I've visited, I've done talk shows in almost all the radio stations in Juba, and we've given this answer many times. You see, you say we'll give our own opinion, but it is them who can do it for us. Ours is to advocate for it, and the implementation is from the people who know they have the power to implement it. You talk about the law side of it, if they can put rules on that, let me talk about the family side of it. You know, as families, family people, father, let me say parents or elderly siblings, your uncles, with the aunties out there, you know, it's our responsibility to ensure that these young ones grow up right. I have one of my friends who one day told me something and said, you know, I blame my father. I said, why? He said, if my father had controlled me when I was young, I wouldn't have been like this. That was what he told me.
Mm.
And, you know, when a child grows up, we'll know that I did those things when I was a minor. I started finance, so there's a course unit called business law. In business law, you cannot enter an agreement with a minor, anybody below in your country. If an adult is 18, anyone below 18, you cannot sign a contract agreement, business agreement with anyone who is below 18.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody who is below 18, as a parent, we should know that they cannot judge for themselves. They cannot make decisions for themselves alone. Never let them make decisions for themselves. It is you to tell them, this is a this. You're going out, you come back at this time. I don't want this kind of friends. I don't want to see you with such a person. I want you to keep this kind of a company. I don't want you to do this. So it's you, the parents, to do that. Yeah, we know, Juba, morning you're out, you come back in the evening. This, you're that. But one thing you have to do is be a friend to your children. Be a very good friend to your children, because once you can freely communicate with your children, you can talk to them. Another thing, there's what we call the bad hand. I don't know why people have forgotten this thing. When you are growing up, anything you do, if they tell you once, twice, you don't listen, they put you down and cane you. But I think if you can remember very well in your neighborhood, you can't remember any parent lying down the child and caning too late. These things have not been there now. People are not caning their children. And as a child, you should use all the methods to ensure that this child listens to you. The children that really fear canes, when you raise a stick, will be like, Malesh, Malesh, I will not do it again. And don't can give that child that opportunity to do it again. Because it is us, the parents, who leave out our children to go out there and learn such bad behaviors. Because if we control them, if we control these people who come home, if your friend brings home a bad friend, tell that person, I don't want to see you with my child. If I ever see you with my child, I'll go up to your father. And if it is my son who goes to you, send my son away because I'll have problems with you. So that will create fear. You know, as a child, the brain is still developing, like we said earlier. So you can manipulate that brain to put it in a positive side. It is very easy. The same way the other people can manipulate that child into doing negative, you as the father, you as the parent, you can as well groom this child to grow up well. So it's surely our responsibility. And we don't know what the rules will be set, but for now, set yourself a rule at home as a parent that any child of mine, I will not send my child to light cigar, I will not send my child to buy these things, because the more you get that child close to that thing, the high chances of that child wanting to test that thing. Mm. So you should rule that out and be telling this child, if I knew as a child I was not going to learn this stuff, so I don't want you to learn what I already have here. Let me take much of the time. That's all I can say.
Thank you very much, Nelly. Nelly has talked more on the family setup, and this is a beginning. If you have a very strong family that deals with, with their children, then it is the higher chance that will reduce the issue of young people involved in drugs. What I'll mention is, I will mention on the issue of the government, the role of the government in doing this. One thing that the government has to do to reduce the issue of young people to be involved in drugs is to enforce laws and order. By enforcing law and order, I know very well there is anti-drugs or anti-narcotic unit in the police. The anti-narcotic unit has to be on high alert and do the mapping of areas that are sensitive in terms of drugs use and young people are involved in it. It is upon them to design mechanisms that make sure they deal with these young people involved in drugs. By doing this, there are a few things that they can do. For example, you control drugs at the border point. You know, when you want to control drugs, you don't control it from the user, you control it from the source. How do these things get access into the country? So there's need to whip up the entry point for this, because there's no mirror in South Sudan. But how do we end up eating mirror? There's no any other form, mugoga, marijuana, bangi, and all this. They're not here in the country. Mm-hmm. But we become consumers. So how do we get them? Sometime after getting it, it is not supposed to go back to the market. It is supposed, the person who is caught under the law has to be punished and say, this is against the law. The other thing I've mentioned is the issue of licensing. Sometimes you can license people who are known as users. Okay? Hmm. Anybody does not just operate. Even cigarette is controlled. We cannot say cigarette companies are selling this. We need to know every bit of what do they do. The other thing that I will also mention is the issue of crackdown. There should be surprise crackdown on these people, on the users. We don't need to inform them that we are coming to Qatar. No. You only appear there and do a crackdown so that you get people who are using drugs. And by doing that, you get the information about them. Where do they sell these drugs? How much is it? You should have information about them. Then beep up the law so that everybody who is involved in drugs is brought to book. The issue is also civic education, like what we are doing right now. There's need to sensitize our parents and our communities. And the issue of drugs over time became serious because of COVID-19. When COVID-19 came in, schools were closed. And because schools were closed, children were now idle. And you remember the common proverb that says an idle person is a devil workshop. Mm. When you're doing nothing, the devil uses you to implement his interest. So these children, over the period of COVID-19, because of lockdown, they were free and they were doing nothing. So they get to imitate anything they see around the area. If they see this crew smoking, they need to be in that crew. So there's need. The other thing I'll mention is the issue of family law. If family law is passed in parliament, it will help to control some of these things. Because family law look at basic things, that things to do with family. We also need to establish a community support program. We need to know the health centers that do counseling sessions for young people. You know, the churches should also preach about the issue of drugs. We have to beef it up together. Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
And let me come up with the counseling thing. Mm-hmm. There's a global training that took place, and we attended it online. Mm-hmm. Called the Mind and Body Medicine program. So you've been doing that, like the stress management.
Yeah, stress management and trauma healing.
Yeah, trauma healing stuff. Like what you've said, in communities, if people can do that, there are a lot of people, there are a lot of parents who have gone through a lot that they just sit and watch. Like everything that children are doing are not compared to what they've gone through. So they see like, this is not even much. This is nothing. So there's a lot of negligence. They say like the troubles that the children say, for instance, I don't have school fees. They're just talking about school fees. Me, I don't have what to eat. So it makes them see other things are primary and other problems are so secondary that they don't need to think about that. So if we can do this trauma healing things, take it to the community level, I think it can also help a lot.
There's something I almost forgot, Winnie, and I have to mention this. There's need for us to increase the coping skills. And when I say coping skills, we need to increase physical activities, mental activities, spiritual activities for young people so that they are able to. We need to increase the football activities so that there are leagues for under 12, the leagues for under 14, the leagues for all these categories. You know, it would rather consume their time than for them to get that free time to use on drugs. So there's need to. The other thing like is the campaign that Shabab is doing. They're doing good. They're dealing with the health. The health issues, especially for young people, they need such organizations like them need to be supported so that they keep on reaching other young people outside there. The campaign going on now for UNFPA, the issue of my body is my own, is one campaign that has to be VIP up so that every other person knows what is the meaning of self-care. How do I take good care of myself? And what if I bring drugs into my life? What will I be? These are some of the things that need to be brought up.
Okay, thank you. Thanks so much. Dear listener, you are still listening to Zone 72 Youth Program on iRadio UI on South Sudan. And that was Junior Daudu, a theater practitioner and youth activist working for Impact Actions Organization, and Nelly, the founder of Metal Addicts and also finance and admin at IMPs, speaking. Our studio lines are now open. You can call on 0922-986-986 or 0911-986-986, or you can send a text on 0913-986-986 to share your opinions. You can tell us, why are young people more involved in drug abuse in the country, and how can we end drug addiction among young people in the country? Or if you have any question as a young person you would like to ask concerning use of drugs in the country among young people, you are also welcome. And you are free to ask your question where you need clarification. Sukran lekulu mustemeinta is a radio wa hasade fursata ki asanta bag der serik fi barnamik tanata zone 72 wa alela nabi wonisu fogo shabab sukerin wa nas ale ma bag der geni bidun mukadirat malo shabab sukerin ketir ya obirudu mukadirat ze merisa Minken juru sigara wa mirav junub Sudan ita bagder serik wakaman ana bagder uo gif sabab del min al drugs deke ita bagder serik mana twali. I read you.
Hello.
Yes, please. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm David, calling from Lopunili area.
You're welcome, David.
So you see a problem with these drugs and what? Me, I blame the government. The performance in the country, as you see, no good schools and no even rules that to care for the...
Wow. Okay, David, thank you. Though you cut short on the way, thanks for that contribution. I read you.
Hello.
Yes, please. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm the name of your young daughter,
Merhaba Tuali Mabior.
Bernami de Haji Temesh de Bidi yani de Hayat Şabab Kansa Gat Dahtam.
Nam.
Ba izle lo la halsa fişuf halsa fişuf ikena tığayır yinti tijara u mami mabiyar bir sebep gadi şirap tijara jimi. حاجات غير صعبة شديد لأنه أشوف فتوار لما هم بيشوفوا من الناس كبار لأنه الناس كبار مرة زارنا ما نشرب بيشوفوا بيقول ده حاجة مكيف يعني حاجة
نعم
فحاجات غير ما كويس أنا بجد الناس كبار إنه يمنعوا حاجات غير ما يعملوا جنب الكوبا فأجور لازم يعرف ضرر ده حاجات غير
okay all right Sukran Sidit Pabior Ma Musharak Taki, it's a command back there, Sherik. Malu Sabab Ketir, Sabab Sukirin, Biru Dujuru, Shijara Au Kaman, Tanin, Itagiligo Gasorubu Melissa, Sabab Tosunu, O Kaman, Itabonisusunulomon, Au Kanita, and Suwala, and I do Juf Mana, Fedakil Studiata, Isa I Radio, Alibi Juabu Itatuali. I Radio.
Hello. Assalamu alaikum.
Aikum salam. Emmanuel Panadol. Marhab Tuali.
Hi, Rene. Kev. It's on Kwesin.
Anna Kwesin, Marhab.
Hi, Rene. Nabi Sukur Rabbana. Anna Kaman Mortajid in the Jerusalem. Anina Akodu. Italela. Kana Kisaya Kamanja. Asanja Seja Gulu Kisana. Fair Hajat Kiti Rosulu. Bad hustle. A jet is behind the tie, Simona.
The other side.
O ketir yani tala majanin jatu ketir albiga tala majanin adil saman jatu kanita ayinu asfal kita asbiga anta gad ayinu di tuba yani finas ala usulu fi kalas mental disorder biga dakal tekulu kalam kita zinsunu tekulu sabab kita drugs ala hasani gakulu kita agin juba otanean yani si bujur Allah Abu Tahif Ummu Tahif dakhul nas fi kanisa raidur fi kanisa yani ita giligo jena itala jesa arab fi nus fi somon yani direkis fi kalam kita bangi direkis fi kalam kita ita marumi direkis fi kalam kita awali kita dunia yani de haja sab nina mabaruf yani setan de biga jawen al biga da khasi ju dan de nina ma bi fay wala de haja sab jiden asa nusman fitana fitir biga yani rekis fi kalam pita marungi eh o de haja dal jatu ma bi jibu manjar le na jafa so ana bi seja kenna ke dayin muksabal fitana ta iyal de ke hal jil de kwes wala jil de kaf so ita kun ja bot biga dor fitak kaman kelita seja iyal fitak al shokar de se wala ko bar de kalas biga munte lakini nina derfata ena kutana le iya talba sukerende salami jo de kar jidun shukran alaikum
ok so kran Khalis Emmanuel Panadol Mamusarak Taki you can also share your opinion with us here inside the studio or if you have any question concerning abuse of drugs you can ask straight away I have guests inside the studio with me who can respond to you not forgetting that you are still listening to Zone 72 youth program that comes your way every Saturday at 4 p.m. I radio
Tong alwet mel Medina wow.
Marhab tong alwet.
Shukran lega ana maksud bel barnamish Egypto be misa ya anda barnamish. Alle kul zol al sima fi barnamish da ya lino ya hu gadr hilo ya fam katir hanu. Fa fi barnamish ama fi inwan bita da ilela into garden tet kalam kay min al yal المشردين نسبة مثلا في بيوت وقاعدين بشرب ناس بانكي وزول ممكن بدوك مريسا وكمان بخوص اتانين نيجاز عما ترون مجاو برنامج بتاع دلميسا
yes.
ايوة شكرا لكم يا جماعة اذا كان يتو قاعدين زمن ده كله انو كان يكون في تكيرات من الناس اما من الالفال الما قاعدين يسمى
fil al-kilmat bitadaba ama wusam lanu wukida zaman kan kwez fi haja bugulu jana biyadabu minzul tani selu lagi jana fishare ugati shubgari amu la jad giladam ita bugibine ita bijilidu bejiri lumashila abu abu zatu bijilidu chanerja lekita bijilidu
la
kwez kan fi adab tamam lakin fi wukidna gadin fi nasja ugalina indina hak bitadi jana you shall ride yalla shall ride uma fi mu kwesi nu shall ride amana tu butoshi no itu fe itu mai I shall ride enu asyanini to kuli jana hindu hak jana hindu hak sa jana hindu hak fil mandar sa jana hindu hak fil ajat al butaw al buwaja lazim ta diulo lakin jana ma hindu hak bil asal lenu biamu haja kabu na gadi lodogo ama adabo ijidu le jirima dama jirima nisba le nas ya al muhadabin fi jana kaman enu buwanisu lakini afal bitana ana la man nishu bin fi wa fi nas bugulu yal nyes yala yal nyes den mechoro bu benzim solution ukulu mechoro kulu den yala dela ya nuhuma rafadu menala ababu tom lakin lofizo la seja uliga jana zero ni adabu ukuma kama diamsika udela ajada asa de haja seba haja na maji ni kalam hanu ana kulu kalam betakum ana nafsele kalam kumu kuis anina derina kunda shaninu tawari barnami de yamshi gidam lil ukuma unas almunazama de tani shaninu yagdari yusedu nafsi barnami da lanu lo arfin ubuk betadal jana ama shall ride I shall ride. My ride, but all I shall know Yamshi Piaja and not my daddy. My ride, I shall know Yamshi, nature of solution, while nature of Marisa, nature of Banki. The my ride, but all. Ride, but all. Who Muktail in Mandarsa? Who
Muktail in Mandarsa?
Who could we eat Tiaja, but all to do the ride with Ajana? Which you couldn't look me out.
Okay. Medina Pau. Okay. So Kran said it on a luet men medina wauma musharak take itaka mandbag der sherik takituali. Are you ready?
I wade la jabu tani, tunapulili.
Marhab tuali.
Andan na taluswan wae le jingi falfi studio ne.
Marhab.
Itaya no ganda bili tu fida si medina tajuba sa kulu fida kakin. Ajene biabi tebi umarisa, biabi tebi umarungi.
David, it's about the Reja Mashual.
Yeah, but we got his question.
Yeah, we got it. We understood what he wanted to say.
Okay. Mm. Yes, you can respond, I think, to him.
It's a pleasure listening to all the callers from wherever they are calling from, Rang Rang, Wow, and all that. It's good. What I mentioned to my listener, David Alajabu, I think, the issue of foreigners, people not from here, selling alcohol or drug content to our young children, what do we do with them? That's what he wants to know. What is very important is that these foreigners, when they come into the country, they should be guided by the law of the country.
Mm.
You don't come to somebody's country and then you begin to work the way you want. So what is there, or what the government has to do, is to make sure this foreigners are regulated by the law of the country. And if one person is caught selling this, then he is accountable to the law. And I'm very sure even the suppliers from Marunge, all this, they are not from here. They are from our region, from East Africa.
Mm.
Yeah. So what we need to do is to make sure they are informed about the consequences of their actions. Whatever thing that you are doing, we tell them, you know, when somebody comes to your country and you have laws that are very clear, you show somebody this is a law. This is what is meant. You do this, this is what the law says. This is against the law, this is against the law. And these are our cultures, this is our history. There's also need for civic education for this foreign community. Instead of just coming and they're given a visa, there's also a need for you to have what is called culture orientation. For example, when you're going to Australia, there's something called culture orientation. You are taught 3 days about the cultures of Australia. What is acceptable in Australia, what is not acceptable. It's the same thing in South Sudan. We can be doing this in the airport so that we give you a small manual to make you understand that what is not good in South Sudan, what is good in South Sudan, what is our culture, who is a child, who is an adult, so that they know. Otherwise, instead of coming from wherever you come, get to the shop and you begin selling alcohol, What they look at is profit. They only look at money. They don't look at the impact.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Anything, Nelly?
Yeah. Me personally, I believe the government knows the people who have come here as foreigners and what they are doing. But what I'm not sure whether the government knows is that the things that some of these people are selling, let me call it underground, beneath, because you cannot come to our government and say, I want to be selling marungi. I want to be selling this. I'm very, very pretty sure the government will not allow that.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
So these are people who come claiming to do decent business, but then they realize there's something that can maybe earn them quick money.
Yes.
Because the lives they're destroying are not their countrymen's life,
mm-hmm.
and not their children's life.
Mm-hmm.
They really don't care. What they see is that they're making very quick money.
Mm-hmm.
So all we can ask the government is that we are their eyes. We have mm-hmm. seen something that probably they have not seen.
Mm-hmm.
So let them do a survey. Let them move around. You know, mm. we have a lot of CIDs around.
Mm.
Let them move around, let them see what is happening mm. so that they can know who is genuinely doing the business that they've registered for
mm.
or who has added an additional business on top of what they've registered for. And I think that's the point. And thank you very much, my brother from Lokwilili. You have really done a very good observation, because most of these things, if you go to where they sell marungi, there are foreigners selling the marungi there.
Okay.
All of them, actually.
All right. Thank you. Let me hope, David, you got answer to what you need. So you can also call. I'm going to pick two to three calls due to our time, and after that, we call it a good evening. Back to you, Nelly. You mentioned something very important, okay, very interesting, that I'm sure some listeners, some young people would like to know. You were previously a gangster, so how did you manage to come out from that business of gangsters to let the young people know that even if you are addicted to drugs, you can still leave it?
Yeah, it's really going to be a very long story, and we don't have time. So all I can say is there is one person out there who will be speaking to you, or who will talk to you as someone who is addicted to drugs. When you listen to that person, your life will change, and you will forever be grateful for that person.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I'm to give you a story of this and that, it will take all the time. But there is someone who is talking to you right now. What he's saying sounds really very bad. But if you can just listen to him, believe me, after some time, you'll be very grateful for that person forever.
All right. Thank you. 09-229-86-986. I'm going to pick one or two calls because of our time, and you still have this chance of sharing your opinion with me, not forgetting that you are still listening to Zone 72 Youth Program on IU Radio. You are on South Sudan, and I am Winnie Eric, your host, IU Radio.
Hello.
Yes, please. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm called Zakaya.
Welcome, Zakaya.
Yeah, I'm in Konyokonyo.
Welcome.
And this is a very nice topic.
Thanks.
I would like actually to congratulate all of you there.
Thank you.
The
Thank
issue you. Of the youth, actually, as you people have spoken before, we don't have laws. If at all we have the laws, our laws are not implemented.
Mm.
The enforced officers, those who are enforcing the law, are not serious on the laws of South Sudan. We should not blame anybody. Let's blame those who are supposed to implement the law.
Mm.
These things are clear.
Mm.
If you are selling alcohol, at what time are you supposed to sell alcohol?
Mm.
And when you talk about this to the seniors, we have seen our children are moving here, and moreover, the those lawmakers are seeing, implement those law enforcement officers are seeing, what have I done, what have we done to these things, and moreover, the laws are there, because we have parliament. If we could not have parliament, then we have to blame, we should not blame the government. We have parliament. This parliament is to implement the laws, to pass the laws. Two, this, I'm going brief.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the marungi. Yes, the foreigners are the ones bringing the marungi, but who are the behind transporters to bring this Marundi into South Sudan. If you go to the border, you find the gangs are the ones escorting this Marundi. Who are the owners of this gang?
Mm-hmm.
Then why are we talking about the foreigners?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's try to be sincere. This is right there. Let's see. If we are in a very dangerous situation, let's come out and please, our children are going. This is the Nujum Umma. They are the ones who are tomorrow who will handle this country. And if they are going out, and they get out, the machine win.
Mm-hmm.
We talk sharp. Which sharp is this now? We don't have sharp. This. So anyway, I'm sorry anyway. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Zakaria, for that interesting feedback. I read you.
Yes, I read you.
Yes, please. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Jongai and Jibo Town.
Welcome.
Okay, well, Tawan Barnami Sama. I'm going to show you what you did. I know Nelma Munafis is in Sudan, Dazema. There is a Tanaka Shaba, another.
So Kran Musarak Taki Kedina Bigarafi Lintanata SMS, there's someone here who is asking, this is both Bim from Anga 10. My question is that what are the function of laws in our country if the young people of 14 to 18 are allowed to get finished? I think one of you can respond to him.
I think it is almost the question of John Guy from Konya Konya, from Jubatown. Zakaya from Konya Konya and the same John Guy. It is the same thing that we are talking about. The main thing that we are trying to emphasize is the issue of the law enforcing agency to take the lead so that the activities of drugs and young people are taken care of, so that the young people begin to know it is bad for me to do this. It is bad for me to do this. And it is not even the law alone. Even in schools, teachers will cane you if you smoke. So these are some of the things that we need to. It's about informing people. It's about letting people know that our generation is in danger. And what do we need to do? Everyone has a role to play. The government put up laws that need to be implemented and laws that need to govern how these things are handled. The same thing to each of us, the parent, the teachers, the every other person, begin to play the role of taking care of the generation so that they are not part of these drugs.
All right. Nelly, do you have something?
Actually, what he has already said it all, it's the government to do that, and even us, because when it, where does Sekelhela and maybe Surutan for this all under a government?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in an area that there was a brother was complaining, like even Nashawinibugabakolo, Marungi and all that. For sure, when you go to area fan, like women sit around and they're smoking shisha. You see, the husbands are around, the children of those women are around, the Sekelhela is around, Surutan is seeing these women sit somewhere, they're smoking shisha there. They're doing things that time back was forbidden for women to do. And they're doing these things. So the remnants of the shisha, you find when they carry shisha inside, even children who are below 10 will enter and start, you know, smoking this thing, the remnant. So I believe, let's not all say government, 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 even ourselves.
Yes.
First of all, your life is yours. What if the government says, I'm not taking care of you? Will you hang yourself? Will you kill yourself? No.
You
have to be, the primary responsibility of yourself is you.
Mm.
First of all, you have to be able to take care of yourself before the government comes in. Of course, we know these drugs are bad. Even if they're there, if you don't go and buy, they will remain there. So do not go. Yes, the government have to do something, but you as a person, you also have to be there. Take care of yourself.
Okay. Now,
there's something I want to make clear here. There's no day that drugs will not be in any country.
Sure.
But whatever we are pushing or we are compelling the government to do is to make it hard for this
to drugs.
Yes, make it hard to access by the user or by the supplier.
Sure.
So that when they do it, it is done at a minimum. It is even when you are caught, you know you're doing something bad.
Sure.
And that is what is done in Kenya. In Kenya, shisha was banned by the government.
Mm. Even in Uganda.
Yes, so if you smoke shisha and you are caught, they tell you 6 months in prison, and then they tell you you have to pay a fine of maybe 200,000. And then you begin to say, this one is bad. Once you get out of prison, you will not even try that business again. So it is about making the environment hard for people to access. It is about making young people to know that that particular cigarette is a crime.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, what is your last remark to the audience? Be short and brief. Your message, your last message to your audience.
My last message to my audience is that let's live a healthy life. I know some of us are still young. We are under adolescence and our brains are developing. So this message that you've just had is what your brains will develop with it. Nobody should tell you otherwise. And we'll always be there to support you. There are organizations out there that support this program, like Farm for Change and Ask the Mental Addicts, IMPs. We are just there to support you, the youths. In case of anything, we'll just keep in touch with the people. Thank you very much.
All right. And youth can always send us questions about adolescent health to youthzone72@gmail.com or call 0922-009-497. And the hotlines include for GBV is 623, COVID-19 is 6666, adolescent health immediate is 885. If I didn't pick your call, do not worry, we shall continue with the same program the coming Saturday. With that, we have come to the end of today's edition of Zone 72 Youth Program, which tackled young people and drug addiction. And my guests in the studio were Junior Dau Diu, a theater practitioner and youth activist working for Impact Actions Organization, and Nelly, the founder of Metal Addicts and also finance and admin at IMPs. Thank you for participating in the show, and remember to join again the coming Saturday at 4 p.m. for another edition of the program. My name is Winnie Eric. Until next time, stay safe.
And you know you're beside the woman. You're funny, yeah.
I want to go to school. Me, I want to go to church and pray. When I grow up, I want to be like Dr. John Garang.
Yeah, the young Mustafa has a belly. I. Oh, I say so. Yeah, the young Mustafa has a belly. I. Oh, why. Killing a side of the woman.